bless him, has tried to become a referee. And he says, oh, I thought I would tell you about the one to become a, how you have to become a referee. I myself attended an 8-week course to become a referee.
Before you come on, as I said the other week, well, I mean, we're going to find out now what you need to know. But there isn't anyone who can hear my voice now who handed a whistle, like our friend Kenny, who is on South Park, and stands in his... What do you need to know? That's a foul. That's handball. That's offside. That doesn't clash. They both got 11 players. What do you think?
8 weeks, right? And during that time, they were given homework. Some examples which are enclosed. And this is a huge questionnaire that he's been given of things referees need to know. And it's been marked by the senior referee in red. Of course, in red. Okay. Once the examination course, this is the point we want to come on to, so we'll go through the questions in a second. Once the course is completed, you have to take an exam where you must get 75% to pass. So in theory, refs need only get 3/4 of the decisions right, he says.
Of course, yeah, based on their own exam.
Well, let's start with page one, and it contains an excellent, it's a very rough piece of paper, because it contains a note here. Sorry, dropped in puddle. name, H. Lingard, date 25th of March 1995. Questions on law two, the ball. What shape should the ball be?
Nonsense, Dad, show me here, come on.
What shape should the ball be?
Well, all right, as somebody once fell for the sucker punch, in what shape is the earth nice and round? They said, no, ellipsoid.
Round. It's spherical, I'll give you round, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What material should the ball be made of?
Leather.
What should the circumference of the ball be?
What a load of...
On whose authority may the ball be changed?
What technical machinery do referees carry with them that could verify the size of the ball? All they ever do is pick it up and push their thumbs in it, like every other sucker.
Question 8.
They get it a map and a chance.
The ball's kicked out of play at the touchline, hits a fence and bursts. A. What action should the referee take? Replace it with another similar ball is the correct answer.
Well done. It's not an A, B or C, is it?
No, I wish it was.
And it's correct to say you get another ball?
Yes, you do, yeah.
No, hang on, I would have written, you scream like a woman and throw your arms in the air. No points for that, eh?
Oh, my God.
Well, there's another...
Let's see, all right. Name 5 compulsory items of player's equipment. Compulsory items.
As opposed to the kit?
Yeah.
A shirt. The socks count as 2 or 1?
1.
Okay, shorts.
Good.
Some boots.
Good.
Shin pads.
That's the 5. That's very good.
The shin pads are compulsory.
They are compulsory now.
All right, goalkeeper's cap. No, that isn't.
No, yeah.
Okay, chewing gum.
What else have you got here? What else have you got here? Oh, then it's a very difficult piece of geometry in which they have pitch marks out with letters. Distance from C to D. He's written 8 yards. He's wrong. It's 6 yards.
What's C to D then?
C to D is the air from the post to the edge of the 6-yard box. But there's a clue in the title there, isn't there?
I've never known referees to walk around. Yes, that's less than the... It's the groundsman's job. It's not referee.
Here we go.
This is finding work for them to do, isn't it? It's pure bureaucracy. Oh, let's find work. Let's tell them they've got to know the circumference of the ball and how far
consider
it is.
Consider the following pitch conditions and say whether you think play on them is likely to be possible. 1, a frozen pitch, which is severely cut up and rutted. No, that's correct, because he'd written yes after
ending. He said yes, it would.
Yeah. A pitch covered in fog with a visibility reduced to 40 yards.
Yes.
No is the answer.
Isn't it hard playing 40 yards?
A frosty pitch was...
There's been calls on people who played in fog. We've never done that fog calls yet.
A frosty pitch which had been rolled flat.
Yes.
Was correct. A pitch swept by wind and rain.
Oh, yes.
Well, he said yes, and he's been marked wrong.
Oh, well, anyway.
Despite the court we know from our...
Swept through wind and rain.
Any game goes ahead. A very muddy pitch with several large areas where players find themselves ankle deep in mud and over which the ball will not roll.
I'm going for a no on that one.
That is correct.
This is an official referee's paper. This could come down to 1/2 page.
Yeah, oh, it's going on and on.
Does it say that you bear a grudge? Are you a loner? Are you desperate to get attention? No, yeah. None of that.
It's very nice of Harry to send us this. And
very good, Harry.
Harry has it. Remember last week I was saying, why are referees still stuck in 80-sized shorts?
Oh, right.
Glenn Hoddle used to wear the shorts to look like a posing pouch.
Exactly.
A George Michael-style posing pouch.
With a referee's shorts, you can see which way the wind blows. Yeah.